Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the scriptures verse by verse. Thank you so much for listening to this show. If you are new to Pray Every Day, it's pretty simple. I read a passage of scripture and I read it in order. So right now we're going through the book of Exodus. We just finished with the book of Revelation, and there's a big surprise for the next one. And then I pray for you according to that scripture, just 5 minutes long of your day. I pray it is a blessing to you. Okay, we're going to finish up Exodus chapter 21, verses 20 through 36 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. If a man strikes his servant or his maid with a rod and he dies under his hand, the man shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if his servant gets up after a day or two, he shall not be punished, for the servant is his property. If men fight and hurt a pregnant woman so that she gives birth prematurely, and yet no harm follows, he shall surely be fined as much as the woman's husband demands and the judges allow. But if any harm follows, then you must take life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, and bruise for bruise. If a man strikes his servant's eye or his maid's eye and destroys it, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. If he strikes out his male servant's tooth or his female servant's tooth, he shall let the servant go free for his tooth's sake. If a bull gores a man or a woman to death, the bull shall surely be stoned, and its meat shall not be eaten, but the owner of the bull shall not be held responsible. But if the bull had a habit of goring in the past, and this has been testified to its owner, and he has not kept it in, but it has killed a man or a woman, the bull shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be put to death. If a ransom is imposed on him, then he shall give for the redemption of his life whatever is imposed, whether it has gored a son or has gored a daughter, according to this judgment it shall be done to him. If the bull gores a man, a male servant, or a female servant, 30 shekels of silver shall be given to their master, and the ox shall be stoned. If a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit and doesn't cover it, and a bull or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall make it good. He shall give money to its owner, and the dead animal shall be his. If one man's bull injures another's so that it dies, then they shall sell the bull, the live bull, and divide its price, and they shall also divide the dead animal. Or if it's known that the bull was in the habit of goring in the past, and its owner has not kept it in, he shall surely pay bull for bull, and the dead animal shall be his own. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this picture of your justice. And how, I know there's a word for it, and it's just, it's like teleonic justice, I believe it is, to an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, because it shows the value of human life, that if you harm another, harm will come to you. If you physically hurt another, then you will be physically hurt. And so, Lord, this is kind of a beautiful picture of what it does to our souls when we emotionally harm someone else, it also emotionally harms us. But the thing that I was thinking about as I was reading this is I was just studying the Last Supper and in the book of Matthew. And when Judas decides to betray Jesus, he runs out and he's just experienced this lavish outpouring of perfume on Jesus's feet. And someone in the crowd of the 12 disciples said, this could have been sold and, you know, we could have given it to the poor. And he was so upset about it that he ran out and decided to betray Jesus. But oddly, the 30 pieces of silver is not actually a lot of money. And it is the price of the lowest slave. And we see that here in this passage. The slave is redeemed for 30 pieces of silver. And so it's just, as I think about that, Lord, I'm just so brokenhearted about the fact that you were betrayed for pocket change, basically. You were betrayed by the same amount that a slave would be redeemed by or set free by. And you became that slave for us. You became that ransom for many. You took on the form of a bondservant. You have sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, yes, but prior to that, you humbled yourself, becoming obedient, even obedient to death on a cross. And so because of that, Lord, and just because of the harmony of Scripture and seeing these things hyperlinked together, I just want to tell you I love you. And I'm grateful for your sacrifice for me and for us. And I'm thankful that you're building your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I'm grateful that you are with us forever. You will not leave us. You will not forsake us. You are with us till the end of the age. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I've talked about this before. I hope it's not a broken record, but the most misunderstood women of the Bible by Salem Communications and by me released last month. I look at 10 women from the Old and the New Testament, and I look at their stories, and then I mine their stories to help you navigate the waters of misunderstanding. So I think one of the hardest things, especially in today's culture where we jump to conclusions all the time, misunderstanding is one of the deepest hurts that we have. And so if you're walking through that, pick up a copy of this book. I pray it would be an encouragement to you. Thanks so much. And I hope that today is a day where you're not misunderstood or that you're misunderstanding others. I hope that that's not the case too. So enjoy your day and be very loved.